The government's latest unemployment report shows some improvement, but not as much as many had hoped. In January, businesses added just 112,000 new jobs. The overall size of the nation's workforce held steady, and the unemployment rate fell slightly. NPR's Jack Spear is here. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob.
How should one regard the unemployment report from the government today?
Well, Bob, I guess you can sort of look at this like a glass half full, a glass half empty. In other words, there's reason for both optimism and pessimism when you look at the January jobs report out this morning. On the one hand, we've got the payroll employment figures. They're showing fewer jobs last month than most economists agree are needed just to provide enough positions for all the new workers entering the labor force. And then you've got the other number, the survey the government does of households, and that shows the unemployment rate down 0.1% to 5.6%, its lowest level in 3 years. So if anything, again, you've sort of got a bit of a disconnect here between these two figures out from the government.
Why is that, and why hasn't jobs creation yet taken off like many expected?
Well, there's no doubt from most economists' perspective, and the White House as well, they'd like to see more robust jobs creation than we're seeing right now. And one of the stubborn weak spots in the report out today, again, is manufacturing. The manufacturing sector lost jobs again last month. That's been going on now for more than 40 straight months, and a lot of the jobs creation we saw in January apparently was in retail and construction, which combined was responsible for almost all the new jobs. So in large part, it's that lack of job creation in manufacturing that is keeping the economic recovery we've seen across the broad economy from shifting into high gear.
People probably wonder how, with this fairly weak job creation in the economy, you can have an unemployment rate that's now been falling steadily.
Yeah, that's actually not as difficult a question to answer as you might think. For one thing, the unemployment rate and the payroll numbers are two separate reports. One looks at employer payrolls. The other, the unemployment rate, comes from a survey where they basically call up individual households and ask questions about their employment status. And these have been moving in different directions. And one of the reasons many economists have speculated the unemployment rate keeps coming down is that the number of people who perhaps are starting up their own businesses or doing other things that just don't show up in the report has been continuing to rise. But it's also important that the number of people who consider themselves part of the nation's workforce just hasn't been going up the way that it usually does when we see the U.S. economy in a recovery period. That number has actually slipped some over the past several months. That's pretty unusual. And that, along with the still fairly meager number of new jobs being added, is what's pushed the unemployment rate down, Bob.
NPR's Jack Spear.